Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Tom Portisay, president of MFV Expositions, and Joel Goldstein, group marketing director for MFV. And MFV produces the leading franchise events worldwide. We're also meeting with the founder of Fetch Pet Care Opportunity, Paul Mann, and Fetch Pet Care franchisee, Carolyn Alonzo. And that's coming up in segment two of Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. Today's show is being brought to you by Franchise Times Magazine. Franchise Times is the only publication that targets both franchisors and multi-unit franchisees, and is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. How are you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
I'm fine this week, Marty. How are you?
Good, good. As always, you know, busy. You know, it's just been a crazy week. preparing for a presentation that I'm doing this week that we were talking about a little earlier. So, so it's been busy. It seems like 5 minutes from our last show. So,
right, yeah, I know. Yeah. The weeks go quick, and a lot of times I'm in the same boat with not having enough time to do everything we want to do between work and family and everything.
Yeah, the year just flies by, doesn't it? I mean, it's crazy. We've been doing the show now 3.5 years, and it seems like we just started, you know, yesterday. But we're almost
done with the first quarter of the year.
It's incredible, you know. And the show's just become so popular now. You know, we get calls almost every day for people to come on the show, and there's only 52 weeks in a year, so I guess you and I are going to have to decide at some point, you know, to add an extra segment or an extra hour per week or whatever that may be.
Right.
But it is something. So, so we're supposed to have some guests call in early this morning, Don, for segment one, but they haven't called in yet. So I know you had a quick article that you wanted to discuss.
Yeah. We talked about it earlier. It's I guess it's from the Washington Post. National Retail Federation named Matt Shea as new president. I guess he's going to be leaving as head of the international franchise.
Yeah, I just found this out a couple of days ago. Were you surprised? Or I mean, I didn't see this coming.
Well, he's been there for I guess about 6-7 years now.
Okay.
I guess he's been the president since 2004. And he's worked with the IFA since 1993. So.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is, you know, we're in a day and age where sometimes people don't stay in a position that long.
Right, forever.
I just read the paper yesterday, town nearby, the principal's leaving. He's only been the head principal a few years, so all kinds of things can happen.
Yeah, well, are you going to apply for his position then?
I think I'm overqualified.
Not the principal, Matt Shea.
Yeah,
I don't think you don't have anything else to do, right?
Here's something interesting to small business trends, Marty. Life Plan Before Business Plan by Melinda Emerson. It says, many people dream about owning a small business. You may be one of those people who have had a notion for years that someday you would be president of a company, successful beyond your wildest dreams. Turning that dream into reality is an evolutionary process. It involves not only having a solid business idea, but also knowing the business of running a business. You'll need to get your arms around stuff like accounting, marketing, operations. But before you dive into crunching numbers for your business plan, consider this. It is my strong belief that would-be entrepreneurs need to develop a life plan before they ever write a business plan.
Interesting.
Because entrepreneurs who don't get clear about what they want from life run the risk of starting a business that might not be a good business for them.
Right.
A life plan is your personal strategic plan for your life goals. Before you develop a business plan, you must first have a life goal. Everyone should take the time to evaluate how they live, then develop a plan to achieve what they really want to live. Other elements include things like what makes you laugh, what do you love to do, what do you dislike doing, and what do you need to learn. And this made me think about why I feel it's so important to use a franchise consultant, an expert to help you find a franchise, because these are all things you really have to talk about. It's just not, hey, I like this business, and you know, you do your due diligence. You got to really learn about yourself a little more. Maybe things you didn't realize. That's the consultant can make you, you know, think about some things. Because there's more than just having a business. You know, having life goals and things you want to do. You know, how do you want to help people? You know, what is your overall goal in life, just not business?
Oh yeah, it's one of the things that I've noticed in the last 3.5 years of doing the show is I think franchise consultants, and again, not all of them, you know, but many of them, especially the ones that we've had on the show, we've had some of the top franchise consultants in the country, but they really do make you answer some very deep questions. You know, when we had Dr. Needham on, you know, he always had that great quote. He said that franchising is a means to an end. What do you want this franchise to do for you? You know, and I think you and I have seen this on so many occasions, whether it's at franchise shows or wherever it may be. But an aspiring, let's say, franchisepreneur, you know, they want to get into a particular business because they think it's a good business model, or they, as you say, they like the coffee, whatever that may be. It's not a good reason to get into that franchise. What do you want it to do for you? What's important to you? You know, and I are so much alike in the sense of if you say, okay, what's most important to you? Probably you and I would both say our family, you know. And if you and I are stuck working in a restaurant, you know, 7 days a week, I don't think I would like that too much, even if I was making all the money in the world, you know. It just, it's not enough. So,
what's important to you? Like in your case, you're going for different levels of education. That's important. Mm-hmm. Maybe for your career as a professor. Some people, it's very important to not lose touch with friends who they've grown up, and maybe that's how they've become a certain person because of the friends
right.
they've had. Or you're the type that wants to travel a little bit. Hey, I want to see relatives that live clear across the country. But you're right. That's a good point. I love a Dunkin' Donuts, and I want to go and do it. But you might realize you're working all the time, or a lot of different types of franchises. You really got to look at the big picture, realize what you want to do. Like my son next year, he might be joining the Cub Scouts. Who knows? He might really start to like it. I might have to invest time doing that, or maybe get involved with coaching and so forth. And maybe that's important. Or I might have to, maybe certain days work a little less, but these things should all be well thought out. With not overanalyzing it to death, because that can cause you to delay and you never make a decision. But you should reflect a little bit.
It's funny because you and I have we have all these opportunities. Where if you wanted to go to a ball game today, you could. You know what I mean? We don't do that. And it's funny when we had Warren Gretzius on our show. God, this is going back about 2 years ago. We're gonna have to get him back on the show. But he said when he started his own business, it was nice for him to know that he could do anything he wanted. He could have gone to the beach. He could have went to a baseball game or basketball game. He never did any of that stuff. But it was just nice for him to know that he could do it if he wanted to. So yes, when my son has a t-ball game, I'm going to be able to go to that. That's important to me. That I'm there for those moments. So absolutely. It's very true.
Goes on, do not make the mistake of assuming that the entrepreneurial lifestyle will be like. Not everyone is cut out to be a small business owner. You would go from doing 2-3 jobs in corporate America to doing 10 to 12 jobs overnight for your own business, and every job is important. The best way to stay motivated in your business is to know you are working towards your personal life goal. To really get a good picture of your life plan as an entrepreneur, answer the following questions. What kind of lifestyle do you want to have as an entrepreneur?
Mm-hmm.
How big do you want your business to get in terms of profit and staff?
Mm-hmm.
Will you have employees? How many hours a week will you work? Do you need to meet the school bus every day and take off every Friday? Are you willing to work 7 days a week? If so, how long can you keep that up for?
Right.
Me personally, it would only be a week. Will you need a partner? What's that?
It's funny. Something I wanted to add to that, it was in my head. Some of these franchise opportunities, not all of them, but they do give you the opportunity of working in the franchise for several weeks. We've had that several instances on our show over the last 3.5 years. The ones that come to my mind, Aaron's sales
right.
and lease.
Right.
I think one of the requirements is before you actually get into that franchise, you have to work for them for 3 weeks first. And get an idea of what a typical day is going to be like, and I think that's a great qualifier for both people. It's a qualifier for the franchisor. They can get to know the prospective franchisee, and the prospective franchisee truly understands, sometimes it's hard to see everything in 3 weeks, but it gives you a good picture as far as what it's all about,
Right.
So I think that's important. I like to have that opportunity with franchises.
Right.
I think that's great.
Couple of things to think about. Will you need a partner, and could you handle working with one? It's interesting these days because of financing, or maybe people don't sometimes quite have the total money needed to invest in the franchise. They're taking on partners, but is that something that you'll be able to handle? How will you fund your household while you start your business? You may have a great business idea, but you must decide if it's a good business for you and your family. Do not trade a soul-sapping job for a business that you hate. With a life plan, you will have a goal. Then you can develop a plan that will lead to personal and professional success. Pretty interesting article.
This is a great article. Who wrote this article?
It's Melinda Emerson through Small Business Trends.
Wow.
You can go to smallbiztrends.com, B-I-Z, smallbiztrends with an S.com. Maybe see more of the stuff they do.
I don't know if you know this. They voted us as the top 100 podcast.
Well, I was hoping you'd say
time.
That. That's why I read the article.
Oh, is that what you read? Okay.
Yeah.
Just so it's Small Business Trends. They are amazing. I encourage all my business students to listen to them, and they really are incredible.
Here's something, Marty. The Metro West Daily News. You're very familiar with them, right? Out of Massachusetts.
Sure.
Michael Morton, starting a small business is always dicey. The Small Business Association website warns the chance of success is slim, and half of all attempts fail within 5 years. It's another reason to, to highly consider the franchise route. Because most non-franchise businesses, unfortunately, especially during these times, just don't make it. But if Annette Tolini Nealon knew about those cautions as she prepared her grand opening, she didn't let on. The credit card machine had been hooked up, the local and state permits secured, and the IKEA lights, curtains, and supplies up.
Wow.
Displays put up. She was starting small, and she was ready. "This is so exciting to me," she said, as a friend dropped off good luck flowers. In opening Threads, her modest clothing, jewelry, and handbag boutique across town, she joins other enterprises employing fewer than 20 workers, a vital sector comprising 80% of total businesses, at least in that state.
Mm-hmm.
Despite a sputtering economy, more residents can join that club, with the Federal Small Business Administration easily filling its Massachusetts workshops. I guess they're busy because people are going there because we're just in a time where more people are out of work, more people are starting up a business. It's really kind of a revolution, really, from last year, this year, next couple of years of more self-employment, people starting up businesses, because what else can they do?
Exactly. What else can they do? They can collect unemployment. How much is that going to pay you? You know, I don't think that a lot of people that have got their pink slips or their walking papers realize that franchising could be an alternative for them. You know, if you go back to something that Dr. Hayes said when we had him on the show, he said franchising isn't for everyone. In fact, it's probably not for most people. You do have to be able to follow a system. But if you are one of those people that could follow rules, procedures, methods of doing things, I strongly encourage to go to our franchise show. We got the big one coming up in Washington, D.C. Listen to our show. You know, we've had over like 170 shows up to this point, all these different types of opportunities and industries. I was really impressed. I was listening to a show we did several weeks ago, Don. The girl, she was working in pharmaceutical sales,
right.
And now she owns a margaritas restaurant. And I don't know, that story just, it fascinates me for some reason, you know, because here she is. She had no restaurant experience whatsoever. And you know how complicated that business can be sometimes.
Right.
You know, so it was just a total shift in her life. And you could just sense her passion, how happy she was. She had a great quote, which we should put in great quotes in franchising. She was also, she said, tired of working for the man. I think you've used that expression
right.
on our show before, you know. And she did it for 10 years, and she just wanted to do something on her own. And her family was shocked that
right.
she bought into a franchise opportunity. But you just see how happy she is now, you know.
Right.
That's wonderful to see that. You know, that franchising does provide that opportunity, because I think it's the only opportunity you get to do something like that. I mean, owning your own restaurant, I mean, if you have no experience, it takes you how long to learn the restaurant business?
Right.
I mean, forever. You know, I mean, it's a very complicated business. So it is interesting. This article is great.
It says, many people feel they don't have any other opportunities, said state business official Andre Porter, the executive director of state's Office of Small Business and Entrepreneurship. Even in the best of times, it's nerve-wracking. He said, it's all about risk. Quoting authors Michael Ames and Gustav Burl, the Federal Small Business Administration lists the dangers: lack of capital, experience or sales, poor location, inventory management or credit cards, competition, personal use of business funds, investing too heavily in fixed asset. Then
mm-hmm.
there's the economy. It's funny, all those things listed are what can be overcome with a franchise. They help you with the location.
Right.
They assess your situation, that you have plenty of reserve money and startup to get the business profitable if you're doing a startup.
Because they know, because the business plan has pretty much been written, because they've been through it before, they can tell you exactly what the financials are going to be because they've been through it. So an advantage right there of getting into a franchise. You mentioned the whole location thing, and I know we've mentioned it over a dozen times on the show, but, I mean, there's some killer locations available right now. We've seen it over the last month you know, the franchises that we've had on the show. They've confirmed it for us. As they said, there's some great locations out there right now. And a landlord is, I think, a little more willing to give someone a deal, especially if it's a franchise opportunity, because, again, you got that track record of success. In some cases, you have a very strong brand name. So the landlord doesn't have to worry about any defaults on the lease or anything like that. You know, so those two elements that you just mentioned already, bang, that's fantastic.
And something like competition. Mm-hmm. Most person becoming a business owner for the first time, they like a particular franchise. I mean, are they going? You know, they're not really going to get the real true picture of what their competition is. But that's what the franchisor can help them out with.
They know exactly who the competitors are. Your competitive advantage over all your competitors. I mean, all that's given to you. I mean, writing a business plan alone takes a very, very long time. I know you've been involved in business plans. I've written business plans. It takes months and months and months. You know, you can kind of avoid these things. Not avoid them, but, you know, the franchise helps you in planning, you know, for things like this. So absolutely.
The business plan is written. You just have to fine-tune it for your local market.
For your area.
Competition, yeah.
Exactly.
She goes on, Marty says, I have a lot of friends who would love to start their own business but are worried they'll not make it. She called the decision to open her business her first crazy moment.
Insanity. That's interesting. And again, you go back and you look at the statistics, you know, and a lot of the statistics do indicate that, yes, franchising statistically is more successful than going about this alone, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, something else here. She says, while she did market research and had her business plan checked by an accountant and the Small Business Development Center in her area, her hopelessness was tinged with anxiety. She said nothing's ever a guarantee. It's the same with franchising. There's never any 100% guarantee you're going to be successful, but your chance of success, you know, is much higher.
Absolutely.
Because of the ongoing support, the training, and all that stuff that a franchise can check out with you as you're first looking to consider that franchise for your local market.
It's interesting. When we've had the franchisees on the show, you know, and Carolyn's going to be on the show in segment two today, you know, one of the questions we ask is, were you nervous doing this, you know? And in most cases, when we talk to the franchisee, yeah, they were very nervous getting into their own business or their own franchise opportunity. The girl we had that got into a Margaritas restaurant franchise opportunity, I think she knew exactly. She really did her homework before she got into this. I think she researched for about a year and a half, Don, before she made the decision. She said, you know what, I'm going to go for this. So that was comforting. So she wasn't nervous. You know, when we asked her, we said, were you nervous getting into this? She said, I just knew. You know, I knew it was the right thing to do. She did her homework.
Right.
She researched everything left and right, and that's what she got into. So it was fantastic.
You know, we mentioned that the International Franchise Expo show coming up in a couple of weeks. You and I will both be there. I'll be there exhibiting as Diamond Financial Services, like I've been doing for the last 5-6 years at least. It'll be interesting to see, you know, the amount of franchisors exhibiting, the amount of people who go to the show. We'll talk about it more on next week's show, because we'll have our show next week, just a few days before the show.
Right.
And so we'll have time to talk to everybody before. Let everybody know the details of it. The show is actually the weekend of April 9th in Washington, D.C. at the Convention Center. Exhibiting hours at Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9th, 10th, and 11th.
It's a great time of year to go down there, too, because, you know, you got the cherry blossoms and all that other stuff, you know. It's so absolutely. So, yeah.
And I guess you and I will be signing autographs. I think there's a two-hour window where we'll be doing that.
You usually seem to sign more than I do, so it's But anyway, it's a great job, Don. I mean, those are important articles. I mean, just really fantastic. I mean, if someone was listening for the first time to our show today, I mean, I still think they get a very good idea as far as, you know, what franchising is. So,
right.
Again, why don't we do this? I see our guests have called in, Carolyn and Paul, so we'll bring them in after a quick commercial break.
Thank you.
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth Advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And we have a great show today, Don. We're meeting with the founder of Fetch Pet Care Opportunity, Paul Mann, and Fetch Pet Care franchisee, Carolyn Alonzo. And Fetch Pet Care is America's largest and most trusted pet-sitting and dog-walking franchise, servicing more than 1,800 cities and towns nationwide, and are constantly growing. Hi, Carolyn. Hi, Paul. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Marty. Doing well.
Good morning. That's fantastic, Paul. Paul and Carolyn, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, and I know, Don, you wanted to say good morning to Paul and Carolyn.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, guys. We've been looking forward to this. I don't think we've had many pet franchises on, so we're excited hear about what the Fetch story is and how you guys are growing.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Paul, I guess I'll start with you first. Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from Berkeley, California.
Sun is fantastic. Well, it's a little early there, so I appreciate you calling in so early. That's fantastic. How's the weather there today?
It is partly cloudy with a chance of sun.
Oh, okay. There you go. Hey, Carolyn, how about yourself? Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, nice. Chicago's a great place as well, so that's fantastic. Paul, I guess I'll start with you on this question. What were you doing before joining Fetch Pet Care?
Yeah, prior to Fetch, I actually co-founded two other companies. One was an internet high-tech job placement firm, and also most recently an internet software firm doing online survey technology.
Right.
And my background is basically in systems process reengineering, streamlining business processes so that they're more efficient.
Wow, that's great. So you are a true entrepreneur, aren't you?
I was kind of, I guess, blessed by that. My dad invented the sterile ear piercing system back in the 70s, and so
wow.
I had a lot to encourage me to do the same.
That's amazing. We should have had you on the show last week, Paul. We were talking, right, Don? We were talking
right.
about genetics and entrepreneurship and that there's a link between, you know, genes and being an entrepreneur. So that's just fascinating. It kind of confirms what we were talking about last week. And Carolyn, how about yourself? What were you doing before becoming a franchisee to Fetch Pet Care?
Sure. Well, for about 7 years, I did payroll for the University of Illinois here in Chicago. And then most recently, right before we opened the Fetch here in Chicago, I was an office manager at a local family-owned trucking company.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So, Paul, tell us about the Fetch story, when the business started, a little bit of the history, and when you began franchising.
Sure. Well, I got into pet sitting back in 2002, actually. I was looking for a pet sitter. It was really, Fetch was founded out of a basic need. I was looking for a pet sitter for my pets. I called everyone in the phone book, got very few responses. Everyone was either booked up or they didn't cover my area, or I didn't feel comfortable just giving my keys to my home
right.
and turning over my pets. And that's when I realized that there is this big need. And, you know, pet sitting's been around for years and years. There's thousands of independent pet sitters out there. But what's sort of lacking is solid business systems that make it more professional and reliable. And again, that was my background of really streamlining the processes. And so I immediately went about pulling together all of the back office systems so that instead of spending a lot of time doing billing and payroll and tracking assignments, that would all be done pretty much streamlined systematically. Then we could focus more on the front end of really providing professional, loving service to our clients and their owners. And their owners. There we go. And so in 2002, I started Fetch. I did the dog walking myself with one other. And pretty soon we started to grow and grow and grow. Word of mouth was huge. And before I knew it, I had over 1,000 clients serviced by about 70 sitters that I brought on my roster. And I had about 2 dispatchers working regular shifts. And that's when we really got the confirmation that there was a true need for pet care. We started franchising in 2004. We opened our first location down in San Diego, California. And today we have over 200 franchisees
wow.
in over 1,800 cities and towns with thousands of pet sitters who are providing loving care to pets, all kinds of pets, every day. And we provide all kinds of service from daily visits for cats or private walks or group walks for dogs to actually going into the home, staying overnight, doing in-home overnight sitting at the client's home while they're away, or private boarding the pets at our pet sitters' homes, to doing basic things such as home care, you know, bringing in the mail and paper and watering plants and running errands, yard care, to actually doing pet taxi to the vet and groomer and the airport. So it's a whole host of services that allows clients to either go to work every day and know their pets are well cared for, or go on that business or personal or even sometimes emergency travel and know that our tagline, we've got their tail covered.
That's fantastic. Very clever.
It's a very nice logo and website. I guess that's part of your background, Paul. Carolyn, what got you excited about Fetch, and why did you make the decision to go with them?
Well, kind of the same thing what Paul was saying. I mean, my husband and I, you know, we never felt comfortable, you know, leaving our pets with just anybody. A kennel was never an option. So we found ourselves either, you know, not going on that vacation or, you know, having, you know, my parents, you know, begrudgingly come over and, you know, watch our dog. So it was just never an ideal situation. And then, you know, I just really wasn't happy in my job, you know, that I was doing. So I was looking for different things to do, a different job. And I came across Fetch on the internet. And I just, we started doing our homework and we started looking into it, and it just really spoke to us. And I just felt like this was something that we could do well. You know, a lot of people felt like us, and I knew that I could, you know, pass on, you know, my knowledge and, you know, how I feel about animals and how I know that they should be cared for. You know, we felt that we could, you know, pass that on, you know, to our clients through our sitters. And it was just a no-brainer for us. It felt right. It spoke to us.
It's amazing. Someone has a pet. It's happened to my family. I mean, they really become such an important member of the family,
mm-hmm.
and people will pay. Right. I'm involved in franchise financing nationally for years, and you know, a lot of pet franchises do very well. SBA likes pet franchises. I guess, you know, pets need to be fed. They need services like, you know, what you guys provide. So I'm not surprised, and the statistics are probably keep going up and up as far as the amount of pets you know, nationwide.
Yeah, it's true. Are there any numbers, Paul, on how big the market is, like how many pets are here in the United States? I mean, the market must be huge.
It is tremendous. Almost two-thirds of all households have one or more pets.
Right.
And the, you know, when I got into the industry, it was a $30 billion a year business, the pet industry. Today, actually this past year, it was a $45 billion market back in 2009, and it's expected to grow roughly between 5-7% each year. That's for the entire industry. Our segment this year is about a $3 billion industry, and again, there is no other market leader other than Fetch as a national franchise. So we've got this tremendous opportunity. You talked about the voracious appetite for pets. You know, all things pet, and it really is true. For us, for example, 40% of our customers are without kids. So we cater a lot to the baby boomers whose
right.
kids have moved out of the home, or young working professionals who don't yet have pets. So these are folks who are a tremendous demographic. They have a lot of expendable income, or at least enough these days to survive the economy that we're
right.
in. And these are the folks who have to go to work every day or who are traveling regularly. So we're finding that despite the economy, the numbers still are tremendous. And this industry, the pet industry, is the seventh largest retail industry in America. It's actually the sixth fastest growing industry right behind consumer electronics.
Wow.
And what people don't know is that this industry is actually larger than the retail toy, candy, jewelry, and hardware industries, and it's actually larger than all of the movies, video games, and music that's consumed every year, that's purchased every year combined.
That's fascinating.
Well, Paul,
yeah.
Martin, I wish you would have maybe done a little more homework on the stuff before you came on the show.
Right. Well, I think you and I, Don, are kicking ourselves saying, why didn't we think of that, you know, as
yeah.
Paul's going over the numbers, you know, it really is fascinating. Carolyn, getting back to you, were you nervous getting into this? I mean, is going into your own business, was it something that you always thought about, or are you surprised today that you own your own business?
You know, it was, you know, going into anything new, sure, there's a little bit of nervousness
mm-hmm.
attached to it, but this is something that I always wanted to do. I always wanted to be my own boss. So, yeah, I mean, while, you know, like I said, going into anything that you're not really sure of is,
right.
is always a little nerve-wracking, you always, you know, you do your homework, you do your research, you know, and obviously if it's not right for you, you move along and you find something else, but this is just, this is such a perfect match. I mean, we don't have kids. Our dogs are our kids. So it was just something that, like I said, it was just something that really spoke to us. I mean,
right.
dogs and,
yeah.
you know, pet care and, you know, working from home, being your own boss, it was just
exactly.
a perfect match for me.
That's fantastic.
Well, that's great because you're doing something you love,
right.
pets, and, you know,
yeah.
you're making money with it.
Right.
With franchise support and backing. So it looks like it's a real nice situation for you,
well,
what you have going on right now.
Right, that's the thing. I mean, Fetch Corporate really, you know, that was one of the things that really clinched it for us, helped us make our decision, because they really support you. They want you to succeed. They give you the tools to succeed. They, you know, they point you in the right direction. You know, they were always such really great support, always there for us when we had a question. You know, and just these few years in, that it's they've maintained the same, you know, way of support. We couldn't, you know, really be happier. It's been a really great relationship. for us at them.
If I can add to that, you know, I think Carolyn is very typical of, forgive me, Carolyn, you are not typical, but is typical is in terms of the franchisees who get into our system. They know that they want their own business. They know they want to be their own boss. What they're finding is they love the flexibility of being able to work from home and sort of run the business around their lifestyle in terms of bringing on a staff or folks who can assist them to so that they can more be managers of the business. And then because of the love for pets, it just becomes a fun business and a feel-good business. And what they find is that as they get into this industry and they're providing care for clients, you know, for pets and their owners, it really becomes just even more feel good because everyone is appreciative and you become known in your community. And so it's one of those businesses where you actually derive a benefit at the end of the day. Everyone wants to own their own business, but one where you actually get back possibly more than you actually give with the pets and then the appreciation of the owners. What a way to have a business.
Yeah, well said.
Now, you mentioned, Paul, I mean, but, you know, before your franchise, I mean, you grew to 1,000 clients. That was tremendous. Within a couple of years, you actually franchised it, and you've now been a franchisor for a few years. I mean, has that been the most interesting part since starting Fetch, the growth you've had? Or is there anything, you know, interesting also that happened, you know, since you've started?
Yeah, I mean, it's been tremendous fast growth for us, and we're, you know, we're glad that we had that, and I've had to make a lot of adjustments as we're flying the plane, which is what all businesses do. So it's been a fun, interesting experience. I would say that, you know, in general, the thing that's been most interesting for me is just the benefits that the franchisees are deriving. I love to see the results of what they're doing, of how passionate the franchisees are that work with us. We use a third-party research company to do customer feedback surveys after every assignment. And we actually carry what's called a 92% net promoter score, and that means 92% of our customers would refer us to someone else.
Wow.
And just to give you an idea of where we stand there, most retail chains are in about the 17-18% mode. One of the best-loved brands in America, Harley-Davidson, you know, if you're a hog owner, you're going to talk to other hog owners,
right. Are
at 80%. We're the highest that this third-party research company has ever seen at 92%. And so what that really does for me is I see the passion and the commitment that our franchisees like Carolyn have to deliver professional, reliable, loving, caring service out there. And that to me is really does it. That's exciting.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing, Don, isn't it? I mean, those
numbers.
I mean, it's just
right. Really
is incredible. It's something.
And it's good for the franchisee. I mean, I know you do a lot of marketing and advertising, but this is certainly a business, a lot of word of mouth. And, you know, those first few clients, they're happy. I'm sure they're going to tell their friends who have pets and,
yeah,
that's the way to grow your business.
This is a tremendous business in terms of marketing efficiency because, you know, some of the top ways that we get customers are through online marketing like, you know, Google and other search engines because we have a very net-savvy customer base. And then, like you said, word of mouth ranks in typically the top three spots. So if you do a great job, you're likely going to get a lot of customers out of that.
Exactly. If I can just chime in, I mean, there's no better compliment. And, you know, you ask a client how they refer to you, and they say, you know, word of mouth, a friend told me about you and your services. I mean, that's what you want to hear. That's where you want your your new clients coming from. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I totally agree. As technology played a role with Fetch, Paul, high technology, low technology?
Yeah, it's played a huge role. Again, my background being systems process reengineering, that's what we were all about in terms of streamlining processes. So everything that all the systems we use are internet-based, where you can access them anytime, anywhere. We have franchisees, who can operate their business while they're traveling or out and about during the day. They can access their systems using their smartphones. So high technology is a big, big component of what we do, and, you know, I'm geeked by it. So we're always looking for new ways that we can enhance the productivity of our system and really have a market unique differentiator for our customers.
Right. That's interesting. Carolyn and Paul, we have to take a quick break. Are you guys able to stick around for another segment?
Sure, sure.
That's fantastic. We'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com. Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with the founder of Fetch Pet Care Opportunity, Paul Mann, and Fetch Pet Care franchisee, Carolyn Alonzo. The Fetch Pet Care is America's largest and most trusted pet-sitting and dog-walking franchise, servicing more than 1,800 cities and towns nationwide. And Don, I think you're up.
Carolyn, talk to us about how the how training went with Fetch.
Sure. Back in 07, our training kind of consists of, you actually had the option of going to California and doing it there or doing it remotely, kind of dialing in and, you know, something like that. So that's what we did. We stayed in Chicago and we just kind of did it over the phone and did it online and things like that. And it was boot camp. It was like, you know, two consecutive days, about 10 hours, I think. Some breaks you know, in those days. But, I mean, for the most part, it was just, you know, learning the policies and the procedures and different, you know, different things. They provided us with a, you know, a manual and things like that. But it was two back-to-back days of pretty intense, you know, information. And then there was some smaller sub-training sessions where we kind of learned the software and things like that. But it was, you know, really informative, you know, good information. But, yeah, I think most franchisees now would say going out to California and you know doing it out there is probably preferable. But we did it from here and it was a good experience. We learned a lot.
We've since as Carolyn mentioned, she trained a couple 2 years back, and so since then we've first of all our training now we make mandatory face to face because we just find there's nothing like being here and experiencing not only our team, but also each other, the other franchisees. There's just so much fraternizing and really getting to know each other. And those are the people that you're going to know for the time you're in the system, because it's when you got your training. Our training today consists of 4 days now. We've actually doubled the time since Carolyn came. And even that's not enough because there's so much. People think it's just dog walking and pet sitting. What do I need to know? But we cover operations, legal, accounting, human resources, marketing, customer service. We even have folks come in who are pet sitters and dispatchers and really just give them a real idea of what a day in the life is like. And then we follow up with a few evenings of software training once they get back to their home office. So there's a lot going on there, and then we do continuous education, be it through webinars or we have roundtables from time to time where we bring in people, third-party experts. So we try to keep the education going on an ongoing basis, and then so much of it really comes from the franchisees. So we've created a knowledge base as well as a user group whereby the franchisees are sharing ideas and getting answers to their questions and really instilling best practice solutions into their business so they're not reinventing the wheel.
Right. It's important. What about the backgrounds, Paul, of the franchisees? I mean, have there been diverse backgrounds? Because when you talk about pets, I mean, it's pretty diverse. I mean, you could be a dentist, doctor, lawyer. I mean, a lot of people love pets. So, I mean, what about some of the other franchisees?
Yeah, we have. I mean, we have all of those doctors and lawyers, accountants.
Mm.
But we have, you know, our typical demographic are folks who have been working in business for a number of years, typically for others,
right.
And they want to own their own business. And you know, they don't have a ton of money. They have a fair amount of savings. Our franchise is affordable enough that they want to get into this, and they're willing. It's not that large a risk for them that they
mm-hmm.
can't do this. And what we've been seeing lately with the economy is the average age has started to go up. We've historically have had mostly female, probably 70% female franchisees, and it's started to shift just a little bit as folks have been either laid off or they're seeing the writing on the wall, and we're seeing both the age going up as well as we're seeing more males coming into the system as well. It's still majority women, probably 60 some odd percent, but it has shifted because of economic conditions.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Are most of your owners hands-on? You mentioned you had some doctors and lawyers. I guess they have people run the business for them. You see some of that going on?
Absolutely. About half of our franchisees have another full-time job that they come in to fetch with, and about close to 20% have a part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's one of the benefits of fetch is that you don't absolutely have to quit your job and change your whole life if you're not ready to. So a lot of our franchisees will come in and they will have a dispatcher to answer their phones. In other words, when a client calls or a prospect, they will book the order and they'll then contract it out to a pet sitter. And then, of course, all of our franchisees contract the assignments out to pet sitters, and they'll have a staff or a group of pet sitters, roughly on average about 20, 25 pet sitters in their franchise. So for the most part, the franchisee focuses as the general manager of the business. And their role initially is to do marketing, to create demand, and then do staffing, recruiting rather, to build to satisfy the demand, and then things like monthly billing and payroll, which are all streamlined and take almost no time.
And what characteristics, Paul, are you looking for in a franchisee? You want them all to be just like Carolyn?
I wish they could be. Yeah, Carolyn is great. You know, I think that the things that we see in successful franchisees, first of all, is a passion. They want to be in business. They really want to make a go of this and give it their all. They don't kind of want to do it or you know, I'll try it, we'll see what happens. They're absolutely committed to wanting their own business. They've had it with working for others. They just really want to do this. And secondly, they have a love for pets. And so there's this strong love that they get out of being with the pets or working with people who are with the pets. The pet sitters are fantastic people. They don't, you know, they're not going to become millionaires being pet sitters. They do this. The folks who actually are the pet sitting contractors are pet lovers. And to work with folks like that is like nothing we've ever worked with. I mean, I can tell you that, you know, in my year, I worked for IBM and Estee Lauder and other companies, and, you know, I have to tell you, the pet sitters are tremendous. It's like nothing I've ever experienced because they do this for the love of the pets first and foremost. So getting back to the franchisees, we want someone who is committed to the business, is willing to do whatever needed, whether it's if they can't personally answer the phones, they'll get a dispatcher. They think about the business and they really focus on it and they grow it and are willing also to follow the system, the processes and the procedures that we've put together. It's a recipe. It works. We want them to embody it and then add their own flavor to it once they really get how it works. And the folks who are doing that and are really engaged with other franchisees are doing, you know, much better than those who are just going it on their own. So really those who understand teamwork.
Right. And Paul, we have about 60 seconds. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a Fetch Pet Care franchisee? Is there a website they can go to? Any numbers?
Absolutely. Sure. They can go to fetchpetcare.com, F as in Frank, E, T as in Tom, C-H, Petcare, fetchpetcare.com, and you'll see a whole franchise section. Or they can call 866-FETCH-ME, which is 866-338-2463, 866-338-2463. And if all else fails, just email franchise@fetchpetcare.com, and we will get you'll get in dialogue with our franchise folks, and they'll give you all the information that you need to make a logical decision whether you want to be in the pet industry.
That's fantastic. And I want to thank you again, Paul and Callie. You guys have been fantastic guests, and we'd love to have you back towards the end of the year or next year and watch your continued success.
We'd love to come back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Thank
you, Paul, have a great day.
Take
great
care.
Concept, huh, Don?
Yeah, it's interesting how quickly they've grown. And as I said before, I'm a big fan of pet franchises. And he found a real niche and needed service in his backyard. And, you know, I love these stories of someone starting up a franchise.
Yeah, they're so inspirational. You know, you love listening to them, you know. But it's a nice segue, Paul's a nice segue to what we were talking about last week, too, you know, coming from a background of... you know, sound like an entrepreneurial family as well, you know, and just great. I mean, the market is huge, you know, and those numbers on customer satisfaction, that's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, that was very...
it's just amazing,
yeah.
So it's good for them, you know, it's a great franchise opportunity. And for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com, franchisefunding.net, gofranchise.com, and I'll be talking to you next week, Don.
Great, Marty, have a good trip.
You too, thanks. Take care. Thanks, everyone, for listening.